On top Kufayin tests, we did Sif Aleph, we did not do the Mishaburas in Sif Aleph yet. So we're doing Mishaburas of cutting the Aleph. So we take out the Matsinas table, which means Sivatar Ima table, we take the Sivatar out with the table. Rechev Shalir, Kelly, he's sponsored for Hesia. We're publicizing, so taking the Sivatar out of its covered the Kamakim out to the street. Would be an element of lack of COVID to show that our whole situation is not preferable. Mishum Golas Shigalina Mibesa Knesses. The Golas Mechaperas up, and the Gemara says it would act as a mini Golas. Fitamza Im Ein Yochel Nispalab Ruchabim Nehakusim Nispalab Bayis Acher. So, according to the first pshat, the idea is that being on the street, being homeless, is the bizoyan. And somebody's house is not the same level of bizoyan. According to the second one, the idea is golus, so you go somewhere else, that's also golus. You had to leave the basic kinesis. There's element of golus. You cover besakim. Gimel. Larmer, rea anul chashim lefanecha kibbehem. We present ourselves as this, we're nothing. We have nothing. And no skusim. What's the comparison to Ben? So, if those put it on top, the same way you cover the animal when we go to lie down at night, you put a sack to help it, keep warm, whatever. You use sackcloth, nothing more kosher. So you put that on top. You don't have to take off your clothing. You got me a table. You put ash on the table. Mishum imar nachi b'tzara. Yami b'chol tzara simli tzara. The Gemara brings two psukim, both in the Ketei Kosh Baruch Hu, is in pain together with Klaisos, and Klaisos putting ash on their heads. There's also ash on the table when you read the Sefer Torah. You put a parisha on. One person from the Am takes it and puts it on the head of the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. They don't do it themselves. It's a greater insult when somebody else, puts dirt on you, as it were, put ashes on you, then you do it yourself. Each person puts on the ash on their own head also. Welcome to Tfilin. Kaidim Tfilah Shachris. He brings on the ash, that means before Shachris. Now, I don't know what he means. So that means that you, because the chard is a chatzitza issue. Right, the third is a chatzitza issue. So I'm not sure what it means when he says, then you shake it off before you put on the tefillin. We say that since it's not choshev, so it's like an enomakbid, so it's enomakbid, it doesn't function as a chatzitza. There is a sheet that's a rashba. Rashba, there's no din of chatzitza, but tefillin shorosh. So currently, maybe the Ashkelon is like the Rashba, the Shalom Mishabro, over there in the Semit Chav Zion, the Mechaber mentions the Rashba as like a Bidi Evid. So the case where he's talking about a person has some type of, he got hit in his head and he has a bandage on his head, so you can wear the tefillin on top of the bandage, because according to the Rashba, it's not a problem of Chatzitza by tefillin Shorosh. But the Chachila were machmer on that, so I don't know over here what you would do with that. Shotsuro. So you put up a person either as a zaken and a chacham. If not, you put up a chacham. If not, you put an adam shotsuro. What does tzura mean? Rashi tells us pirsha bali kaima. He has a striking presence, an imposing presence. Kishishmu, the war will be kablu, lahamri chaleib. He will get the message across to weaken, to soften people's hearts.
It says you're supposed to put it on before shackles. It doesn't say you have to leave it on.
Right, so it could be you shake it off, but that's a possibility. I'm not clear
maybe,
about.
Maybe that's why. I don't know who this Sefer Eshkol is, but I'm saying it's possible that he was talking about the people who wear tefillin all day. So if you do it before Shachas and you take it off, then you don't have a chatzitza. But if you
put it on afterwards, you have a problem at some point in the day. It's just
right, because if you're wearing it all day, you can have a problem any time if you're wearing tefillin all day.
Right. Eshkol was an early Rishon.
Oh, so it could be that in those days people wore tefillin all day. Yeah. And that's what he meant. He meant, do it take it off before you daven in the morning, before it's month done. Maybe.
So the evening is tomorrow. This.
I don't know. It's a possibility. Probably have to, you know, look up the Eshkol inside and to find it inside. It'll probably do better. Okay, but Rosh Pirish, the Chacham Hanel calls him no bezin parnasel tzibur. While I'm shatura hanel tam Chacham b'lo gomer kechacham inami shabrei lemanosu parnasel tzibur. The Chacham means a person who's been appointed by the tzibur to be the Chacham of the community, and the person of tzura would be. Either a person hasn't reached that stage yet, and therefore he wasn't appointed. Remember, the case of the Mechaber was, if you have a Zaken and a Chacham, he speaks. If you have a person who's not a Zaken, he's a Chacham, he speaks. And if not, you do an Ishal Tzura. So if you touch the Chacham, the person who's appointed, so means the case was there was no person who was appointed, so and this person was fit to be appointed, why wasn't he appointed? You know, political, you know, machinations, you know, machinations aside, you know, but we wouldn't assume that's what it is. So the second shot is Shabrela when Osim Panas Latzib. He was right to be an economy. Means he was right to be appointed the person who was going to be the person in charge, but that he hadn't received that appointment yet. Okay. Then after he says Divrei Kavushim. Then the Urban Bitfilo. Yes, Akashagarma, but what's the Barbara Scottish? Malkash Armor and Dibre Kushim, Urban Chenna Bitfilo, Kishispala Balay, Nishper, Akaka. The proper time to say, these words are before davening as opposed to davening and then saying afterwards. That's his point. This sets the tone for the davening. The davening will be in the proper mode. So the right time to say Musar really would be before the tefillah, this being over here, tefillah mincha. Actually, if you look at, you remember the old kolbo machzer, you know, the everybody used to use for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Unless he was doing the English translation of the Birnbaum, but those are the two choices, right? So in the old kolbo machzer, it has over there in Yiddish, you know, little Yiddish words over there before Ne'ila. Is the Chochem Ret Yet Divrei Kavushim. That's this phrase over here, Divrei Kavushim. It's the same Nusach.
How the basis is Chan Tzarech Livkos.
That's for the Chazan.
Oh, it's for the Chazan. Because it's like you could turn it on and off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tests. They should put a person who. He spoke about Shachar Metz and Divrei Kavushim. Explain. Kavushim means that a kavush to leiv, or the leiv to shuvah.
Who shach?
There are more explained. Divrei Kavushim. Okay. Rogel Kadeshal Yita. We want a person who's accustomed. This way, he won't hold on properly. It says he should be rogel in davening and turn the v'maksuvim. Now, why turn the v'maksuvim? Because you know, nowadays we have written out etc. But they got a person who is familiar with all the psukim that he's quoting and saying. He has a real understanding of it. He has young children. He has responsibility. Somebody that, you know, he has a real concern. Baruch Hashem, kids grew up, the kids are married, the kids, you know, and this is before the days of that you support your grandchildren, your great grandchildren, the colonel, right? So Moskete, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's not as fadaiged, the person who's got little kids in his house. So he takes it take him more seriously. He's not very seriously. Merut Salam is something which the people are agreeable to. In Beit. Shiskimu Tzvilosu. Okay. That the people should be masking, he should be the one of the arms of the Yom. Okay. And it says, the Tzichu Ne'ima Shim Shechalev. Person has a pleasant voice, is able to draw out the people, thank you. Draw out the people's emotions more, better than somebody who doesn't. Okay. Then it says, history of a person who doesn't have any, has no history. No, it's not about tshuva. Right? There should be a person has. There shouldn't be any mokum for the something to be mekatrein that this person has a beiris. There's nothing. This person is representing the tzibur. There's a Yerushalmi that when I was davening for the Omer in 1986, 1987. So in the summer of 87, my father was after at the end of 86. So in the summer of 87, I was in Muncie for, well, my family went to Muncie for 2 weeks. We stayed in the square. I was down for the Yom, and I wasn't going to down for the Yom in the square. I wasn't through, so a totally different, you know, Havora, Minhagim, Schos, etc. So I went to Muncie every day. So I went to Beit Shraga to down for the Yom, and there, the one of the people there in the Shiva was Mordechai Schwab. Mordechai Schwab was there with Beit Shraga. He was the Mashkech in the Yeshiva. The three Schwab brothers. Shimon Schwab was in the Washington Heights. Mordechai Schwab was the Mashkech in Gates of the Yeshiva. And Mordechai Schwab was there in Muncie. He was known as the Tzaddik of Muncie. He was a Shulchan person. So he showed me, one morning, he showed me, after that, when we were talking a little bit, he showed me a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that the correct, that when the person davens, and then the chazan davens, he's like the kain gadol, which is machlis, the tefillas of all the klai yisrael liflam liflim. That's what it means to daven for the yom. Says your mamash, the kain gadol, taking all the klai yisrael's tefillas into the kodesh kedusha. Your the kain gadol will be machlis. So actually, there's an arizal. The arizal says that that the ikur tefillas chazar shatz, and the people daven. But the tefillos don't go in, are not niskabel in the Shaar and Shemayim until after the Chazar Sashatz. So Chazar Sashatz is actually, the mamash is Yerushalmi. The Chazan is really, he's mamash being machlis all of the tefillos into the Kaddish Kedoshim to go into in front of a Kaddish Boruch. So if that's the situation, we have a Musa that, you know, you ain't taking us to Senegar. You can't presume even if he had a Beirus since he was younger. But we don't have any mocking for the Sultan to Makatri that he's not the person who's right to bring these tefillos in. That's why you take it very seriously. In a situation of danger for Klal Yisrael, we take this very seriously, this idea. I mean, you should always take it seriously. Mm-hmm. His point to me was, you know, you're dying for the Amid. You know, it's a real process. It's not just, you know, that's how the Rizal, they have a chassid, they have a mikra, they never do hecha kedusha. It's because there's a Rizal. The Rizal says that the kenisa of the tefillah, the life of theme, is only on your day of the chazar sashat. So haste is without sashat, you know, your tefillahs are like, you know, hanging out there, and you know, at some point you go up, you know, you look out the window of your airplane, you say, there's a lot of tefillahs hanging out over here, you know. That was the chazan from the Yom, and it didn't really daven, you know, didn't do his job good.
What about the Dan B'Yechidus? You really got a problem.
Then I don't know if that's the rabbi. Okay. Beis. Seder tefillah b'sheish bracha shumaisiv atkishu tekeiav word yofa b'tur b'simin zeh. So everything that you add when you blow and etc.
I'm just happy if they could say yifra.
What
I said, I'm just happy if the people could say yifra.
Okay, yeah.
I'm happy with that. Very much lower expectations. You can say the words. It's
yeah. Okay, Gimel. Sheva Tanya Sa'ela, by the seven Tanya's, which were everybody's fasting a full day, and it's already the second set of Tanasim. We go to the Besek Kvoris. Okay? And the message to the people is, listen, you're going to be joining the crowd here if you don't come up with Shuvah. And then that the more says, if you don't have a case of Kibri Yisrael available, it's not that you're not going there that they should intercede for you. So the goy is not going to be, it's going to be, because we don't ask them to intercede for you. We're going over there as a message for us that we are like Mason. We're you know, we're cooked if we don't go do tshuva. Yud Gimel, Mr. Gimel. You don't daven there. After you finish davening, you go there to visit. Okay. You don't
have much of a chiddush with that. You're not allowed to daven in the basic. I mean, to do regular tefillahs in the basic.
Well, so, the mikra, if you're not within Dalai Lama's of the cavern, there's always a loy glorosh. the Lagi Rosh is within Dalai Lama's of a kever. I'm going to Rosh Hashanah. The feet time Hashani has never made Gemara. Shu Kadesh Yivakshu Amesim Malena Rachim. The more does mention the second shot, which Mishabur didn't mention before. But the point is that the Mesim should see the Tzara of the Tzara of Klal Yisrael. And it'll also be Mevakesh Rachim. Ein Lele Lele Kibri Yaakov. And Shabbat Gemara. Prat Lefi Nusach Shalon, and Shabbat Rebbe Rosh Hashanah, and Rebbe Mekippur, and all the basic words. But it's Tzara Kladavka Kibri Yisrael. The Rebbe says the Nusach that we say, there's tefillos that we say, etc. But there, we're asking in Bistus the Niftorim there. It doesn't make sense by Kibriyat. So nowadays it's always going to be an issue. When they put their monument, they put their getchkas there, and they put their shesiv orv there.
So you can't consider galula.
So it's an interesting question, the status of shesiv orv. If they're mishtachel to,
I mean, if they have the yashkala on it, then I understand. But right. Without, I'm talking about the plain vanilla ones without the
yashkala. So, calls they're not. They don't do anything to it or with it. So it's not considered an avodah zarah. So I mentioned to you one time the Jewish Rambam. We had the shayla about the shayla. Could a Jew own a factory which makes shasi b'orev? May do business with it. He's doing business with avodah zarah.
Always used to be a Jewish business.
What?
It was a Jewish business.
What else?
What's the pasuk you say when you see a kever of a guy? Isn't there something?
There's a rabbi kever yakum, right?
So the Mechus of Lazar, he says you don't say it when it's shasi varev. He says
right. So the ma'aseh, but once they daven to it, which they you know, I don't know too much about the religion when they do, when they don't, how they do it, etc. I don't know. It sounds like that's for you know, it's a problem. Now, Mishabur will talk about later on in another, actually, this Tavka Pei Aleph. He mentioned that Erev Hashanah going to the basic chorus also. Over there, he talks about Arichus, this issue of how to daven properly in the basic chorus. You shouldn't be speaking that they should intercede for you because that's a problem of Derech HaLemesim. It's a big machlokes, but well, Mishabur Machriah holds it that that's a problem. You know. But the problem is, the Aron HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem should answer us in schus of the Nifter, who's here. Baruch Hashem should answer. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not, you know.
I don't know. I don't think we ever got this whole thing straight because you hear it a lot of times at funerals. They say he should be a Melech Yosha. Well, obviously, you're asking him to intercede. And then Machnisei Rachamim, some people do say it, some people don't say it. Some people say you should say it, some people are not allowed to say it. I don't know if we have this thing.
I don't say it.
You don't say it?
Yeah.
It's a nice song, though. It's a beautiful song.
Song's a different story.
Yeah, song is good.
I go, okay. I do the harmony. Okay. Tov Kuf Pei, Yom Mishim Yisanim Behem. We have a list of days which there were different sad things which happened to Klal Yisrael, and tragic things which happened to Klal Yisrael, and therefore these are days which are roy for tainus. Even some of them fall out of Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch says it's be proper to fast. But he brings the Ramah adds some disagree and you should not be mashed on the times. Aleph, Rodi Sanas, I'm a Yisrael Shayesh, I'm a Rishonim, I'm a Fakhik and Alzev, let them Yishi Zosh Rodi Sanas, because Erev Ezim Him Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is an issue. V'yesh HaKos, in other words, Anitzken, B'mei Chachma, HaTalmud, V'chem Bal Nefesh, Yachma, La'atzmi, Mefshalu. Now, Arab Chazal introduced this, and they said, you should fast. It's not like something we're making up. So much as this is ready for Zman Chazal. And the person should be, could if he is able to do it, he should do it. Kamalka Misha and Rogal, he said, Tainius Elu, Rela Ezit Sar, Chas V'sholim. So he spoke before about a person now has a situation which normally we would not fast on Rosh Chodesh. But now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Av. So you say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Av. Anyway, there's a minute to fast. It's a day of Titus, like we're going to see in a second. So, but he usually doesn't fast. Now he has a personal story, he wants to fast. So what do? You say, listen, I can piggyback onto that minute people have to fast. Well, you never did the minute before. So, we're basically discouraging you from doing that minute. So all of a sudden now, because you have a personal Torah, should you change? He says no. If normally you've approached it with not fasting, you're saying that because there's an Isser Titus to fast, you can't change your story. During an eclipse, because I'll say that Christ is nimshal to the Levana, and when the Levana is loika, that's a simon. That's a negative simon for the Jews. So based on that, so we should be misunderstood. Now it's interesting. The Mor says that when the Cham is like a solar eclipse, it's a simon ra'al la'akov. So there'd be no reason to fast in that situation by a solar eclipse. So the Sefer Chassidim says over there also you should fast.
I saw the eclipse too.
Yeah, so Shiloh's boss, so Sefer Chassidim himself.
Is they going to blame us for it?
Well, that's probably true, you know. Right? But he says, the Maisa, since in general the idea of Ma'aris is terrible Olam, and when they're missing, that's not something good for the Olam. So, so there's some element that. Ra, which comes to Olam, is going to trickle down and affect us. We can't ignore that reality. The Makor is not a Gemara. The Makor is now the Tanya was one of the early Mishnayim, not the Tanya which already quotes the Chabad Tanya.
This is a different Tanya.
There's a separate called Tanya. It's one of the Mishnayim.
I know there's a separate called Tanya. Is the one that preceded the famous one?
Yeah, well before it, hundreds of years before it.
Wow.
So the Sefer Tanya by the Chabad was about 1800.
Yeah.
Right, so that's 200 years old. This is about 400 years older than that.
And I
would thought. How is it? So someone told people I learned Tanya. So. Okay. Bays. So what are these days? So starting with Nisan being the beginning of the year, the months. So Bechem and Nisan, Mesa B'nei Aaron, and therefore some people fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Besar boy Mesu Miriam and Selika Be'er. That's when the bear was lost when Miriam died on the 10th of Nisan. Bechav Bov boy Mesu Shubanun. Shubanun was nifter on the 26th of Nisan. Besar Be'er Mesu Eli Akoyen Mishnei Bono V'nishbo Oren Hashem. The Oren Hashem was captured by the Plishtim. Chav Ches boy Mesu Shmulanobi. That's a famous one. There's a story. A lot of people go to the Kever Shmulanobi on Chav Ches Eor. It's a day of, since Shmulanobi was born through Chana, special Tefillah, she was not able to have children. It's a day for people which are Chesuche Bonim. They don't have children. It's a special day of Tefillah. Chav Gimel Vesimen. Bot Lo Abikurim Melalas Yerushalayim Bimei Yerubim in the body. He stopped people taking up Abikurim to Yerushalayim. The Romans killed the three of them on the 25th of Sivan. So when those happened on the 25th and 27th of Sivan. Meochos did tremendous. It was tremendous Russia. And the name of Ravi went out. He's talking about Mesu. See a Dibes Aoritz.
It's clear it's not just talking
about. What is over here? So they came back on Tisha B'Av, but they didn't deserve to die immediately. But rather, the Russian stretched out their death process till Yitzayin Elul. I'm not sure exactly when this Esrei Mish was That's when the gzera was decided in Shemayim. So the Pesukim say that Nebuchadnezzar, there was a Radin, Nebuchadnezzar had his chief general, there was a Radin, put out the eyes of Tzidkiyo and killed his children. Nabi dictated in the Megillah, which is Sefer Eichel, so his Talmud Baruch ben Neriya, and then it was read to Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda. Yehoyakim was not very happy with it, so his response was not to do tshuva, but was to destroy the documents. Bishrena b'teves nitzav b'tar Yevonis b'mei Talmi Hamelech v'chershach b'olam shlosh yom. The day that the Torah was translated into Yevonis was a terrible, tragic day. It's not known. We know that we have Masara that there's something wrong with the ninth of Teves. The tenth of Teves, obviously, we know that's the Sarba Teves, right? But the ninth of Teves is not known what it is. Mishabura will quote in the Sichas, we say that it says Ezra Sarfer died. Apparently, whoever wrote the Sichas had a Masara that, but Shachar said he doesn't have such a Masara. He's not sure what it is. If you ever heard Rishner Lyman speak on this issue,
on what? Which part? On all this.
On the ninth of Teves. The ninth of Teves. So there is a Masara that ninth of Teves. If you remember that whole story, there's a. I mentioned to. I think I discussed this with you once, one point in time. There's a censored Rashi in the Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Aleph. Daf Tes or Daf Yud Aleph, one of the two. Let me stop Tes. Where Rashi refers to some type of a sefer about the history of Yeshu, Todos Yeshu. So that we have extant a document in Hebrew called Todos Yeshu. It's a wild document. Some wild stories there. One of the stories that were there basically was about this idea of that they realized that they're having problems from the Goyim, so that in order to mitigate and leave the issues, etc., one of the Tanoim went undercover and became one of the leaders of their religion. His name was Shimon, and eventually became different gears, so he became St. Peter. But according to the story over there, he became a Meshumin. He was simply set by the Chachamim, the decision that they made, they asked him to do it. And he asked them to daven for him. And the day that this happened was on test day. So we know that there's a story. Well, you know, that means it wasn't made public what the issue was, because they couldn't publicize it, obviously.
What was his goal?
It has a whole long reasons over there what his goal was. His goal. Beaker was, seems to be, I haven't seen it recently. I don't want to quote it correctly. I haven't seen it recently. But there was this, you know, it says that he had certain reasons why Chabon felt he has to do it.
I thought the goal was to separate them out.
That was actually not done by him. That wasn't done, said it over there. So that's a different reason. So there it says it was Tes Teves. So there's some people suggest Loshen Loynoida Ezehitzara Sheiragoy. Loynoida means it wasn't publicized, not that it wasn't known. We don't know because they didn't publicize it. But now we have this safer. That's the suggestion. So he has a long arichus about the Shneur Lyman has a long arichus. He's spoken about that. He has a whole shir on this topic. This suggestion of the ninth of Teves.
Who asked who to daven for him?
The Tana, who was going to undercover to join the Goyim, asked of the Tanoim to daven for him. And that's what was test tapes. Chemisha B'Shvat, Mesos Kenim Shahoy B'me Yoshua. Okay. Chalkimon Boy, these cops will call Yisrael Al Sheva Binyamin Al Inyan Pilegash Begiba. That's when Pilegash Begiba, this 23rd of Shvat, is when they went to fight for Pilegash Begiba. Sheva B'Odin Mes Mashur. Bein Olo B'Shalom. the famous Chodesh B'Shavu Sivan took place on the 9th of Adar. So these are all days which are considered days of Tainus. Okay. Mishabrusa Kotan Dalit.
What base Hillel, base Shammai,
So Mishan Bissel, yeah, that's when the split took place. Dalad, second Dalad. Chuchav Baboy Yeshkarsim Chavches Mikir Kitzur. The Primogenes Hadikir is it was not on the 28th of Nisan. It was on the 26th of Nisan. That's when Yeshua Benun was nifter. Chavches Baboy Megillah Sen is Kosev Chavtes. Then and it says then on the 28th. Of Eor, Shmuel Navi died. But Megillah Tanis says it was the 29th. So that's a question. You know, the difference. Parsha the Masar should go like Megillah Tanis.
No, it's not.
Megillah Tanis was a list of days, both ends of the spectrum. Megillah Tanis was this list of days which was ushered to fast because of the symptoms which took place in place. And there was a days which were sore, and there was a days which you would fast. That's referred to as Megillah Tainus. So that was already extant Bizman Chazal. It's from the time of Chazal, Megillah Tainus. The more it discusses it. So it says Chavtes over there. So some people have the Minig, the Shlo, when he. So the Minig nowadays is interesting. The Minig in Eretz Yisrael, the go to Kever Shmuel Nabi is in Chavtes, like the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shlo, who introduced a special tefillah to say for people who don't, for children, especially people who don't have children yet, he said you say it in Chavtes. So the Minig Olam is to say the Tefillah Hashloah in Chavtes, and go to the Kever Shalom Rabbi in Chavtes.
Can't wait to see if that's true.
Okay.
Ear?
Ear, yeah, this month. Then he said, in Sivan, and Yilches was, no, I'm sorry, this is, and you test of Kavan Nemarovi. The Yeshkash Yuzayan Beroy the Hakra Bishnaim. The Yuzuta says Yishumacher in both. Yudhame Elo, okay, this is Yudhame Elo was the Matsi Dibis Oritz died. Figures is Beshev and Beshema Kamanim Hushiva Bel, not the 17th, but the 7th. When the term Masha Kifimash Machazal, she started with the Shadam Adat Tabur Makhadam Mazah Hazman, that their punishment was much prior to that. Chazal said that their tongues stretched out down to their tabur, and insects came out of their tabur and went to their tongues, and they had this horrible death. Yeshurma the Lord Mesu take it, Nimshach Machalosim Azazman. So Yeshu says, but the Russians did not give him the schus to die immediately. They had tremendous pain as part of their punishment till they finally died. Dibas Oris.
The Magma?
Yeah. Dibas Oris. Koshok. See, Bavoy Rishon Rino. So why are we fasting? We're happy that Rishon were taken away. After the Mistama, Shabbat, Lezocha, Shekal, Shubosim, Lechem, Misana. The reason why we were Misana, because the sad part was that they did Shuva. The Russians did not accept their Shuva. Rashi says that Rashi at the end of Parshas Bahalosa calls them Rashoyim. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Shlach calls them Tzadikim. Right? Voice of Tzadikim Hoy. Rashi said at that moment they were Tzadikim. By the time they came back, they were not considered Tzadikim anymore. Okay. Test. Bishri Boy Nigzaro. Mishkarshim Bishisha. Some say it was either the 7th or the 6th or the 7th. Of was when the Xer was that the Klai Yisrael cannot go into Eretz Yisrael, that's referring to Tishrei. Then it says Shvi Nixo Xer all of a sudden, I'm sorry, Shemusa Becher Barov whatever Neah Maisa Egel. There was different punishments how Klai Yisrael was punished for the Maisa Egel, and that took place on the 7th of Tishrei, Kosher. Chazal said the last 40 days were Yimei Ratzon. After the Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisvatzalam Shloim Musum Yad Rashi Oven Shama Ladaris means the Gzeirin Shemayim was that it should happen, never happened. The Bereshim then took the sentence and mitigated it that she spread out over all the generations. But the sentence was given down in Shemayim on that day.
For having done more.
Now, how do we know that's what it, how, you know, the Ruach HaKodesh to say, how do we know that in Shemayim, which then they decided.
There's a pasuk.
I don't think it's clear in the pasuk that it was. The fact was on the 7th of Tishrei.
Oh, that's what you mean. I thought you meant that they kept the Aver of the Doris.
Right, the 7th. How do we know it was on the 7th?
Oh.
After that was the head, they had a, you know, Masar from Shemayim.
They have Masar on a lot of these dates. How do you know half of the dates?
Well, say half of these dates, they had a Masar, and Yeshua died. So they kept the record of when Yeshua died. And over here, they kept the record of when the Bereshim and Shemayim decided the final decision of what to do with. How do you know what the Bereshim did in Shemayim? Mm. You know, so I guess Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and tells you what happened in Shemayim.
He pretty much told you.
The 6th and not the 7th. Okay, so then he says on the 28th of Kislev is the Yoakim burnt the Megillah Seichel. Yeshlub with yourselves, Bezev, Alkane, and Kadai, the Salas Bechadaka, I'm not going to run. So we don't fast as fast because we're not, if we would be 100% sure that's the day. The same way. We say we override Rosh Chodesh, we'll override Chanukah. But since we're not sure which day it is, we don't do that. And our Sikha, it says Ezra Sofer died. They have the year of the 8th, not the 5th. She brought her, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Moshe Mubaris, Yeshday has been a Bechredamai, Pisco Erlam, the second the Daum of the Sanus Bereshim. The Sashala amongst the Kredim, when do you fast Zion Adar, the first Adar, the second Adar? He said the Minig Olam is Sugadam, and that's the standard approach, is to fast an Adar Rishon. Okay, let's see if we can finish off Siv Gimel. Yesh Misharma Shagazo, Shiyu Misanim, Bechol Shenim, Chamisha, Ala Kurban Abayas, Val Tarashas, Nisifo, Bachil Hashem, Lassadova, Yahapkim Hashem, Sassan, and Simple. That the original Tekana was to fast every Monday and Thursday. Okay, so Kurban Abayas, Tarash, Nisifo, and Chil Hashem. Tezayim, Bechol Shenim, Chamisha, Misha, Ain, or Yochel Isan, this person is not able to fast regularly like this. Person should daven. On those days, some people care, but they don't eat meat and wine. On those days, we got malad shetaim the night before. Also, in the summer, where the night evening meal is before sunset, so you don't. So Wednesday night, it's not Yom Chamisha yet. But sometimes they actually daven. They would daven mer before sunset, because they wanted to get home, it was still light out. So now you're eating supper. So what's the status of the supper? Is it considered Yom Chamisha or not? So if you have a minute to be machmer, you're machmer. Otherwise, not. That's a general idea. You know, can you make by calling it the davening? You're calling it Lila. What status does it have? It has different applications. One example is the Sfiras Armor example. The person davenes Marav early. Before Shkia, the Arab Shabbos, he davened Marav early. And then he realizes he had not counted Sfira for the night before. So can he count Sfira now, after he davened Marav, to count for the day before, and therefore he doesn't lose the bracha for the rest of Sfira? So he paskin, yes, he could. You know, he davened Marav. So he davened Marav, the guy with tefillah, we consider it Lila, but it's not Lila yet.
Do you have to daven again with it tonight, or are you just davening again? You just say, like, this davening should be accepted. You're saying you
daven
Marav again the second time?
No.
Oh.
He counts Sfira.
Uh-huh.
And then this is the way the following night. He counts the Omer for Thursday night. And then the later on, after sunset, after Mar, you know, says he'll count Friday night with the bracha. Uh-huh. He doesn't lose his bracha, even though he was on Kabbalah Shabbos early. Daven Shabbos early. Not for that night, for the next night. Yisrael, Look, leave because I'll save as a Torah. Should because then Nimster a Torah the Klipas.
What? Not for that.
You don't count to the bracha that night. That you're down counting for now. You count the bracha the following night, Friday night after it says. So the Ksavim that the Rizal says that the Torah is given now. This part of the Kaihot Torah is given over to the Klipas of Tuma, the Ayinian of Kabbalah, and we should daven for that. That it should be retrieved. Kazav Tanya, again, he means the Sefer Tanya of the region. Biyam Hashishi, Parashas Kulkas, Nogach, Yechidim Mitzanus, Jesiam Nisufa Esim, Kroinus, Nileim, Sordas, Sworim, Bitsurfas. This was the famous Mishali Sufa Be'esh, took place on Erev Shabbos of Parashas Kulkas. Gam shnas tofkes, nachu ba shtey kihilos gedolos bo sayom. Gam ik disan khapsiven be khomachs polen naran or pashot. Each the different men hagen went to fast to commemorate Xeris Tachbatat. Gam shay chuba shu davka mi ben shmon esay le zocher ben bas khamesh esay le nekev. We had it before. This starts at the age of 18 and the age of 15, not at the age of 12 and 13. Okay.